No, this is The Life Autistic. This is episode number 682, and I'm on the way to Las Cruces. I'm on a really long trip, should get a lot of episodes done, catch up a little bit. I'm nearly, you know, I tend to record, and then sometime later, they tend to be put up. I'm almost out of my reserve recordings. I have not been traveling much at all in the last month or so. And so, I'm looking forward to this as being an opportunity to kind of bring things together. Golly. It's been an interesting month. Let me change my temperature settings here. I have to say that the last few recordings I attempted got thrown away because I didn't really have anything much to say. And I think I was just in kind of a gritchy mood. And that really comes out, I think. And it makes me, and I was really kind of considering if I should continue doing the podcast because I haven't gotten any feedback in a little while, and just kind of wondering if anybody was out there. So I know it's since it's because it almost kind of smacks of being a personal journal. I hope it's not really that, because then it only becomes something of interest to family and friends, of which I don't have very many. I don't cultivate friendships very well, so I don't have a lot of friends. Of course, that's kind of one of the hallmarks of being kind of an Asperger, Zenith type of guy. But yeah, I really was considering shutting down this podcast just because I said, well, you know, is it really worthwhile? I'm probably going to go back and review most of the recordings. I'll have to tell you a little bit about the new things I'm doing. I can't leave things well enough alone. I'm just not the type. There's got to be some aspect of my life that I'm retooling somehow. And recently, I've been working on new servers, and work is progressing on that. I have the beginnings of I actually got it working properly, of a new Gopher server, handmade this time, programmed it myself, which is good. I really need to get back to doing things like that, but I'll probably talk about that too, either in this episode or in one here in the really near future. I'm probably going to record several here because my trip to Las Cruces is very long, and I hope to get there in the amount of time I've allotted. I left home at 6. I'm supposed to be to meetings in Las Cruces at 1. That allows me about 7 hours. And, you know, gotta figure out lunch in there. And, you know, if any troubles crop up, I've got to handle those too. Anyway, so I think I've allotted myself enough time, hopefully. We'll see. I was kind of talking about something. Oh, the whole point about shutting down the the podcast. Let me go ahead and give you the contact information. If you want to keep the podcast going, and I think that was kind of just kind of a, I think I was having a depressed day that day when I was thinking about just shutting it down completely. But it was also because, you know, I'm kind of retooling my servers, I'm interested in bringing other content up to the fore on my website and on my Gopher server and other things I may come up with. So I'm really kind of, I really don't know where the podcast fits in there. The one thing I do know is it's a tremendous amount of storage space. Well, it's not tremendous, but it's by far the biggest amount of hard disk space that I have is just reserved for these audio recordings, just simply because they are audio recordings. I'm certainly glad I don't try to do video. Those are humongous. My server at home, I have two hard drives. One's about a 3.2 gig. I don't know, people laugh because that's so pathetically small. But I don't typically buy equipment for my web server. It's mostly salvage stuff, so it tends to be on the older side. So I got about 3.2 gig drive, mostly for the programs. You know, it has Linux, it has all of the support programs to make Linux work. And then I have a 9 gig drive that's solely devoted to content, and I think it's only about 46% full at this point. I'm not saying it's a big issue. I need to set up a better backup scheme than the one I have right now, which isn't very workable. I need to get myself a larger drive again. If you guys are willing to donate, please contact me as well. The email address is autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. And I'd be really glad to have anything. You don't need to send me computers particularly. Every now and then people will throw a computer at me and I'll put it into place. So I'm really happy with the computer system I have now that runs the server. It runs on a 90-watt power supply, very low power, makes me really happy. I got a bit of water here. There we go. But I'd really like to, I'm contemplating, I'm not going to say an upgrade at all. I'm contemplating getting about a 50, 55, 57-ish watt power supply with battery backup built into it through a surplus company. They've had these things for years. I would imagine the batteries are just about toast. Luckily, they're lead-acid batteries, so it isn't that they get particularly worse with time. But it'll have to be replaced pretty quickly. Anyway, but yeah, to try to cut down the power consumption, I'm worried about that. You know, power is always a somewhat expensive commodity, and you want to keep it as low as you can. And I also want to make it so that if push comes to shove, if I need to pull up stakes and go somewhere else, or I want to convert it to solar or something like that, I want to have that possibility and have the stuff already kind of in line. And this stuff allows that, you know, it's got a 12, you know, it's already got basically a 12 volt system in it. Anyway, so that's kind of technical, and I don't want to get too weird about that stuff. Just let you know that we're making changes. I'm still working on little things, and sometimes, you know, I'm not going to have a lot of time here soon because I'm going to be traveling a lot more with computer installations, stuff like that. So, just kind of see how that pans out. Let's see what else. So, yeah, the podcast is going to continue. And, I've contemplated changing the kind of subjects I talk about, but then, you know, I come back and I still do it the same way. While I'm driving and going down the road, I, you know, there's nothing else to really be doing. You know, I could listen to radio, I suppose, things like that, but honestly, I, you know, radio sometimes really bores me. And, you know, if you want to know context here, just maybe about a week and a half, maybe a week ago, all the brouhaha over Sarah Palin being chosen as the vice presidential candidate running mate for John McCain in the American presidential campaign just happened, so everybody had Sarah fever, and I must say I was somewhat got stirred up by it. But you know, as time goes by, you know, you kind of take another look at it and you say, well, you know, I don't really know if if this really makes me feel that great. I'm, not anti-government. I am certainly not interested in increasing the state. I'm really interested in decreasing the state. And, I'm kind of a Lou Rockwell libertarian, so I'm also kind of an open borders type of person too. I think all the stuff about trying to close our borders and becoming a little more insular. People always talk about us being isolationists, and I know that's just propaganda talk, trying to scare people from even taking a look and even considering the whole idea of more liberty. I think it's funny that it all of a sudden becomes this idea of being an isolationist. And I don't see anything in what I'm doing to say that. I want to keep the borders open. I want people to be able to come and go as freely as they want to. People say, oh, but what about security? And you go, you know what? We can't have security, period. We really can't. You know, if you want the kind of security you're hoping you're getting, which you're really not, you have to have a police state. And I don't mean keeping tabs on foreigners. I mean keeping tabs on everybody. Because you really don't know who the enemies are. And I think it's silliness, you know. When the government comes out and says, hey, you know, the reason why we haven't had a serious terrorist attack in the last year is because of how wonderful a job our security services are doing. They're just fantastic. We've caught so many people trying to do horrible things. And, of course, they can't tell you anything about the people that they've caught because that would, you know, reveal their tactics, and one can't have this. This is a war, right? You can't tell secrets like that. And of course that means, hey, you have no idea if they're really doing anything. For all you know, they're sitting there in their offices, you know, throwing spit wads at each other and saying, oh, no terrorist attack today. Bing! Good job, everybody! You know, and nobody's done anything. It just happened that there was no terrorist attack. I wouldn't be surprised if 9/11 ended up being a serious anomaly. You know, whatever they were hoping to accomplish with 9/11, number one, got accomplished. Number two, if they did something else like that again, I'm not sure it would really produce the kind of traction that they wanted. I don't, you know, people say, oh, it's because of our response. And I go, maybe. I don't know. It really depends on if what they had hoped would happen. It's really easy for our government to say that what happened was thwarted. You know, what they have been doing has thwarted things, and you go, we have no evidence of that. Of course, they'll say, well, we can't really give you any evidence of that, and you go, well, that's sweet. You know, it sounds like the most important thing to do is to keep the media from releasing anything, except to say, we're still fighting terrorism, we're doing the things we need to be doing, they're doing a fantastic job. I want to, you know, let's give out the awards and the bonuses to all the people that frankly we used to say nasty things about, you know, because we said, oh, it was them that let us down. If we would have had better intelligence, we would have known this was coming and we could have prevented it. You know, and you go, and these are the same people. The people in the chairs haven't changed a ton. I mean, sure, there was token people fired, and, you know, new people hired, but, you know, does an organization really change even in those circumstances? And you go, well, frankly, I don't know. I think a lot of things got shuffled. Just like with the whole thing about the Department of Homeland Security, you know, did things really change in anything? And you go, probably not. You know, things pretty much operate the same. It doesn't matter what department you're in. You know, what are your people doing? It doesn't matter if you take them and you shuffle them into a new cabinet-level department of government like it did in the United States. You know, does that change the way things work on the ground? Not really. I see no evidence that all the stuff that happened, number one, had any real, provides any real evidence that things have changed. I mean, in a really authentic way, that things have changed. Sure, things have changed. Oh, yeah, now we've got a new boss, we got this, we got that, you know. It's more like just shuffling up things in government. It doesn't mean anything changed. The same people are doing basically the same thing they were doing before. Now they just have, you know, Homeland Security attached to what they do. It's supposed to make everybody feel better. Oh, yes, I'm so much safer now. Because this thing exists. And, well, maybe, I don't know. How should we know? Oh, ow. I apologize for the grunts and the expressions of pain. I am on the very startup of a gout attack in my knee. So we'll just see how that goes. I'm trying to medicate myself pretty hard. I've got to try to be careful because I am driving, and the stuff I take, I used to call them loopy pills, because they, it does, it kind of makes you a little loopy. So these might be some very interesting recordings. Let me tell you, it could be good. Let me think. Is there anything else really going here? Probably not. We're gonna. Go ahead and shut this one down. This is about the right size we like to have it. A little over one meg, but not much more. Just kind of a little bit of, hey, I'm back, and I'm still doing recordings. We're still throwing them up on the website and podcasting them out to you. And I hope that is still a good thing, and that you're still listening. And I hope you are. This is J. Debra. Oh, the contact information, if you want to just say hi or make a comment or just whatever you want to do, is autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. I think I'm about done. This is J. Nemro. Make sure I got my pointer. Where's my pointer? There it is. Have a great day.